Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I'm not a real religious person, but I'm somewhat religious. And I'm just wondering if God's telling us he doesn't want us to drill offshore because it sure is setting back offshore drilling.
I understand totally what George thinks and what other people think about marriage being between a man and a woman. And it's a real reversal, really, to accept gay marriage.
But you do.
But I think we could, yeah.
You ever heard the expression, someone's so heavenly minded they're of no earthly good? I always think that's such a bogus thing. It's the other way around. If you're heavenly minded, for the first time, you actually become of some earthly good.
Washington jet drivers love Issues Etc.
Well, here's the headline from the New York Post. New Yorkers wage jihad versus a mosque. Angry relatives of 9/11 victims last night clashed with supporters of a planned mosque near Ground Zero at a raucous community board hearing in Manhattan. After 4 hours of public debate, the members of the community board voted 29-1 to support the project. Now, this is an unofficial support, but it does sway public opinion. A mosque near Ground Zero, where the World Trade Towers fell on 9/11, a mosque near Ground Zero. When I first read the headline, I thought it had to be a joke or a hoax, but apparently someone wants to do this. It's Wednesday afternoon, May the 26th. Welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Joining us for the first 10 minutes of this hour to talk about this story, Brigitte Gabriel. After that, we'll continue our three-part daily series on man's failed attempts to reach God. We talked about moralism yesterday. Today, with Dr. Stephen Hine, we'll talk about rationalism. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can always Twitter us at @issuesetc. Brigitte Gabriel is founder of Act for America. She's author of the book, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. Brigitte, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back with you.
What message would be sent by the building of a mosque near Ground Zero?
Victory to the radicals who perpetrated September 11th and a symbol that Islamic supremacy is above all other religions and all other nations.
Do you understand? Can you articulate the rationale of those who are proposing that a mosque be built there?
Well, they're talking about this is a symbol of our pluralism and diversity and tolerance where we all can come together. But people like us who are opposing this mosque are thinking if they want to build something that shows pluralism and tolerance, then why don't they build a counterterrorism center that will investigate radical Islamic rise all over the world and the reasons behind the perpetrators of September 11th? But you and I know, Todd, that there is much more than that. The Middle East operates on symbolism. And for Muslim radicals who are driving the agenda right now worldwide and who perpetrated September 11th, the symbol is that Islamic supremacy will prevail. And this is exactly why Muslims throughout history in the last 400 years, in order to show their supremacy, they always build a mosque on top of the ruins of the people they conquered. And this is why we see Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem is built on top of the temple, the Jewish temple, to show the supremacy of Islam over Judaism. The Umayyad Mosque in Damascus is built over the Church of St. John the Baptist. Hagia Sophia Cathedral in Constantinople was converted into a mosque. Over 2,000 mosques in India were built on Hindu temples, again, to symbolize the supremacy of Islam over Judaism, Christianity, and Buddhism. So the reason why they want to build this mosque in particular on Ground Zero is to show that Islamic supremacy is above all and to basically erect a shrine for the ideology that perpetrated September 11th.
Is Islam or its mosques, are they symbols of bridging the chasm between us? Are they symbols of coming together, religious pluralism?
You know, it will be interesting to see how many churches and cultural centers that include Judaism and Christianity are built in Mecca or Medina. I wonder how many cultural centers that include Jews and Christians are built in Kuwait, in Qatar, in Dubai, in Arab Emirates, in Syria, in Egypt, in Lebanon, and I can go on and on and on. If they truly want to show our pluralism and tolerance, then why don't the Muslims build a cultural center that represents all the people of the world coming together in Mecca or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Bahrain or Kuwait or Arab Emirates, or you name any other Arabic country, or the 22 Islamic countries out there. This is where they need to build a cultural center where they represent Christianity and Judaism, not in the heart of New York. We are already tolerant and multicultural.
I find it difficult that even the most well-meaning Muslim in America, even the most westernized Muslim in America, would be deaf to the concern that many would have of even the potential symbolism of building an Islamic mosque near Ground Zero. I find it difficult that they cannot understand, or apparently those who are promoting this have difficulty understanding how this could offend American sensibilities.
Well, because they do not care whether we are offended or not. I mean, when did the Muslim world care if they offend us or not? I find it grossly hypocritical that Islamists and their allies who repeatedly lecture us Americans about the need to be sensitive to Muslims. Here, the Imam Rauf and his allies, this imam who is building this mosque, is practicing the height of intolerance and insensitivity through the blatant act of building a mosque at Ground Zero. And this is exactly, Todd, why we launched the petition on our website, actforamerica.org, standing with the families of 9/11. And I'm proud to tell you that we have over 35,000 signatures in a matter of 4 days. So the only strong message that we can send at this point to the elected officials in New York City, including Mayor Bloomberg and the elected officials of New York State, is by for them hearing a huge tidal wave of public opinion to flood New York City and tell them that allowing a mosque to be built at Ground Zero is a slap in the face to the thousands of families who lost loved ones on 9/11. So I urge those who are listening to please go to our website, stand with us and with the families of 9/11, and sign our petition. ActForAmerica.org is the name of the website. Please sign the petition and send it to everyone you know.
In countries that are politically dominated by Islam and Sharia law, in most of them, if I wanted to go there, practice freely as a Christian, or for that matter, any other religion, and build a house of worship, let's say a church or a cathedral, if I wanted to do that, raise the money and build it there on a property that I owned, what kind of roadblocks might I encounter?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you cannot do it. Look, in Egypt, which has the second largest concentrations of Christians after Lebanon, Egypt is under Muslim control. Today in Egypt, Christians cannot build a church. If they want to get a permit to fix a faucet in a bathroom at a church, it literally needs a presidential decree where it takes 30 years in order for the president of Egypt to approve fixing a faucet in a bathroom at a church. And this is why we are not seeing any churches being built in Egypt. And that's where a large concentration of Christians live. When you look at the rest of the Arabic countries, you know, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Arab Emirates, Al-Khalij, all the Gulf states, you do not see churches there. And the reason why is because it's very difficult to get a permission to build a church. I mean, you know, it's amazing. These people who approved this in New York City need to try to go to Saudi Arabia or Iran and try to get a permission to build a church there.
So what can be done, if anything, to stop the building of this mosque near Ground Zero?
Public opinion and a huge tidal wave of public opinion. We know that public opinion forced many New York officials, as well as officials in the Obama administration, to reconsider locating a civilian trial for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11 in New York. So this is why we need a tidal wave of public opinion right now to do the same thing. This is the only thing we can do. The people, the elected officials in New York, need to hear from people all over the country, Todd, because September 11th attacked all of us. At that day, we were all Americans, and we were all injured as Americans. We all wept as one. We all mourned as one. We all hang our American flags in our cars, at our homes. We all showed our patriotism. We were all one. We were not Republicans or Democrats. We were not blacks or white or Chinese or brown or Hispanics or anything. And this is why Ground Zero is sacred grounds, and we need people from all over the country to sign this petition so we can show the elected officials in New York that hundreds of thousands of people are coming together from all over the nation opposing this mosque, and only public opinion will be able to sway elected officials and make them stop it.
Finally, with only about 30 seconds, when I first read the headline, I thought it had to be a hoax or a joke or an internet rumor. Were you surprised that Muslim groups in New York wanted to build a mosque there at Ground Zero? About 30 seconds, Brigitte.
No, I'm not surprised. I come from the Middle East, and I know exactly how they operate. I was surprised as to the ease of which Americans gave them the license to do that. And I'm talking about the board, the 29 people that approved this mosque. It is absolutely shameful. But someone like me who knows the Muslim Brotherhood and their background, and that's for a whole other conversation, and their terrorist links, know exactly why they wanted to build a mosque at Ground Zero.
Brigitte Gabriel is founder of Act for America. She's author of the book, They Must Be Stopped, Why We Must Defeat Radical Islam and How We Can Do It. You can find out more about Act for America's petition to stop the building of a mosque near Ground Zero under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Brigitte, thank you again for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time in the second part of the three-part daily series with Dr. Stephen Hine, director of the Concordia Institute for Christian Studies based in Monument, Colorado. Yesterday, we began this series talking about man's failed attempt to reach God through moralism, climbing the moral ladder, moral self-improvement. Well, closely related, but in some ways distinct, is another failed attempt on man's part to reach God. This one, well, it has a moralistic character to it, but it ends up in a different place. This is rationalism. What is man's basic problem? He lacks knowledge. How does man reach God? He gains knowledge. We'll talk about this failed attempt to reach God on the other side of the break. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. It's Wednesday afternoon, May the 26th. Stay tuned. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
You are my soul. Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.